You're listening to NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards, station WMG578, operating on a frequency of 162.525 MHz from Tower Facilities north of Superior, Nebraska, and is brought to you through the cooperation of Knuckles County and the National Weather Service. The station provides routine and critical weather information for 6 counties in Nebraska and 2 in Kansas. Adams, Clay, Fillmore, Knuckles, Thayer, Webster, Jewell, and Republic. Programming originates from the National Weather Service in Hastings, Nebraska, proudly serving south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas. At 10 a.m., at Hebron Municipal Airport, it was sunny. The temperature was 65, with a dew point of 51, and the relative humidity at 60%. The wind was southwest, at 14 miles an hour, gusting to 23, and the pressure was 30.01 inches, and falling. At Concordia, Kansas Blosser Airport, it was sunny. The temperature was 65, with a dew point of 50, and the relative humidity at 58%. The wind was south, at 21 miles an hour, gusting to 29, and the pressure was 30.03 inches, and falling. Across south-central and southeast Nebraska, it was sunny, with a temperature of 64 at Beatrice, 60 at Hastings, and 63 at York. Under sunny skies, Aurora reported 62, Grand Island reported 61, and Lincoln reported 65. At Omaha, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 61. Across northern Kansas, it was sunny. It was 64 at Phillipsburg, 66 at Manhattan, 63 at Salina, and 59 at Good Lun. Elsewhere across Nebraska, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 60 at North Oak, 51 at Ord, and 61 at Valentine. North Platte reported 51, Muckuk reported 56, and Sydney reported 57. And elsewhere around the region, it was sunny, with a temperature of 64 at Kansas City, 60 at Wichita, and 62 at Dodge City. At Sioux Falls, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 63. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 62 at Des Moines, and 59 at Denver. Again, at 10 a.m. near the listening area, it was sunny. It was 65 at Hebron, 60 at Hastings, and 65 at Concordia, Kansas. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas. For today and tonight, near critical fire danger is expected across portions of south-central Nebraska along and southeast of a line from York, Nebraska to Arapahoe, Nebraska and all of north-central Kansas. Relative humidity values will be between 15 and 25% and winds will be around 15 to 20 miles per hour. A few scattered thunderstorms are possible across portions of the area this evening and overnight. These storms are not expected to be strong or severe. And now the extended outlook for the period Monday through Saturday. Thunderstorm chances persist off, and on Monday through Wednesday. Some of these storms, especially on Tuesday, could be strong to severe. Spotter information statement, spotter activation will not be needed through tonight, but reports of any wildfires are greatly appreciated. The current time is 10:10 a.m. Central Daylight Time. Here is the latest weather summary for south-central Nebraska and portions of north-central Kansas. Dry conditions are forecast across the area for the majority of Easter Sunday, but as we get into the evening hours, there will be the potential for a few showers and thunderstorms. Severe weather is currently not expected. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies are expected, with high temperatures reaching the low to mid 80s. Gusty southerly winds are expected to develop, and along with low relative humidity values, is expected to result in near critical fire weather conditions this afternoon and early evening. Any precipitation that affects the area this evening and overnight is expected to clear the area by sunrise Monday, with the day forecast to be dry. Again, skies will be mostly clear to partly cloudy, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. The gusty southerly winds are expected to continue into Monday. A more active pattern looks to develop as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, bringing additional precipitation chances and cooler temperatures. Tuesday will bring the first chances for thunderstorms, some of which may be strong to severe in the afternoon and evening hours. A frontal boundary pushing through the area will bring a larger range in high temperatures, from the mid-60s in the northwest to the mid-70s in the southeast. Precipitation chances continue through Wednesday, with mostly cloudy skies and high temperatures only reaching the lower to mid-50s. Here is your 7-day National Weather Service forecast, for Superior and Blue, Hill, Nebraska, Jewell, Kansas, and surrounding areas. Rest of today, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Not as cool. Lows in the mid-50s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Monday, partly cloudy in the morning then becoming mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. South winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Monday night, mostly clear with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-50s. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy with chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-70s. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation 50%. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with showers likely and chance of thunderstorms. Lows in the mid-40s. Chance of precipitation 60%. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with chance of showers and slight chance of thunderstorms. Cooler. Highs in the mid-50s. Chance of precipitation 40%. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with slight chance of rain. Lows in the lower 40s. Thursday, partly cloudy. Warmer. Highs in the mid-60s. Thursday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. Friday night, clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Saturday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s.